Lesson 1. From the Bottom Up. Change can either be exciting and thrilling or scary and paralyzing. We all process change differently. However you handle change, whether you pursue a shakeup of your life every few months, or if you haven't moved one piece of furniture for 30 years, the best way to approach simplifying your life is from the bottom up. What I mean is, simplicity isn't a one-and-done kind of change. It's constant. It's a fluid lifestyle of redefining what simplicity means to you. So, we step into the pursuit of simplicity, first acknowledging where we are starting from. Right now, wherever we are, this is the bottom. Not rock bottom, this isn't a sort of intervention. But we are at the bottom of a mountain, and by the end of this course, we will reach the top where the winds of abundant life breathe freedom and purpose. The day after Thanksgiving last year, after we'd hosted a Friendsgiving in our home, my husband knew I needed some time alone to re-energize my introverted soul. He took our girls for a date and I headed to nearby mountain trails. I needed nature and I needed space. When I started at the bottom of those trails, I didn't know how long I'd hike, what I would see on the way, or if I'd even reach the top. I just knew I needed to start, so I did. Slowly, steadily, I willed my legs to carry me higher, further up the mountain. It's not tough terrain, but it lends enough resistance to make me work for it. And about halfway to the top, where the ground levels for just a bit, if you turn around, the view of the valleys below steals your breath. I felt God speak into my heart at that moment. Here's what I posted on Instagram about it later. I met God here today, but not at the top like some would assume. He met me at the bottom. He walked with me every step, all the way to the top. And when we got there, he said to me, "See, Lisa, we can do things together. We did it. You don't have to strive to make it to the top of every mountain alone. We do it together." I don't need a "see you at the top" God. I need a "let's do this from the bottom" God. Just like that, this mountain trail became church. So let's start from exactly where we are. Let's honor our beginning place. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." Wherever we find ourselves in life and whatever has brought us to this mountain, we must prepare. To prepare for the transformation ahead throughout the upcoming lessons in this course, we are going to focus on three areas of preparation. These areas are vital to our success in simplifying our lives to become who we really are. They will catch your breath on the journey up. The three areas we are preparing are the mind, the heart, and the soul. We'll start with the mind. The mind represents what we are simplifying. The mind likes to quantify what we own and qualify it against what others own. It's where comparison and shame speak to us of not being enough. The mind tries to convince us that true happiness is the endorphin rush we get when we purchase something new. The mind tells a story of what we are not and cleverly manipulates us into believing what we aren't is more important than what we are. We prepare our minds for soul-deep simplicity by acknowledging its presence and usefulness, but not allowing it to have a final say in our identity. Exercise number 1. Download and print the Lesson 1 worksheet. Write out what you desire to simplify. Write as much or as little as you need to, but try to be specific. Ideas would be material possessions, negative thoughts or self-beliefs, your schedule or routines, or even toxic relationships. Now let's look at the heart. The heart represents why you are simplifying. This may be the most important preparation you can do for yourself. Over and over, I have seen how holding on to why a person desires a simpler, more meaningful life is the sustaining force when things get hard. The heart is where our motives reside and where we keep our most treasured things. Jesus said, "Your heart will always pursue what you value as your treasure." That's from the Passion Translation. What we care for the most and why we care is held deep in our heart. as we begin to reorder our priorities through simplifying, knowing why we are pursuing this transformation will guard our hearts' treasures in proper order. Exercise number 2. Continuing on your worksheet, think of a few reasons why you want to simplify. Define your desire and give meaning to this quest. This is completely personal and unique to you, so don't be afraid to get specific. No one will see this. But make sure it's a reason that you can hold on to when the ground gets shaky. It can be things like more time with God, to be more present with family, to get out of debt, to be free from expectation and trend cycles. Write as many reasons as you have. And last, the soul. The soul represents who you are. It's your identity, the truth of your unique and individual being. It's where your personality lives, your hopes, your dreams, your beliefs about self and God and others. The soul is where your whole being forms. It envelops the mind, heart, and body and brings them into one being. There is no one with the same combination of mind, heart, and body. Who you are is absolutely unique and on purpose. God designed you that way. Psalms 139:13 in the Passion Translation says, "You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and intricate outside, and wove them together in my mother's womb." The destination of this journey is to the soul. It might look different when we get there, and that's the point. We are uncovering our soul to be who we have always been. It's time to be free. Exercise number 3. On your worksheet, finish these 2 statements with complete honesty about how you feel today. I describe my soul today as, and I hope to describe my soul as blank after simplifying. And one final exercise. If you haven't already, download the PDF file called SDS Reminder Card. Print this page and fill in the blanks using your answers from exercises 1-3 as reference. Post this reminder card wherever you will see it often, like the bathroom mirror or anywhere you know you'll see it, to remind yourself to stay connected to your mind, heart, and soul throughout this course. However big your mountain is, you can climb it, but you don't have to do it alone. You have a force bigger than any mountain you face, and He's willing and waiting for you at the bottom. He's that kind and that good. He's a God who goes before, with, and behind. So now check out the Soul Deep Lesson Number 1 worksheet to complete exercises 1-3, and download, print, complete, and post your reminder card. We'll see you in lesson number 2.